The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground on BeboxRadio.com. This is Scantron with episode 153. Shallow Town by Boy Toy from Brooklyn, New York. This week's episode is sponsored by Adam Mail. You can head over to adammail.com and enter the code AMPOD, A-M-P-O-D, to get 25% off any single item and free shipping on your entire order. Free shipping is only in the USA. And you can stock up on your sex toys. They've got dildos, lube, underwear, DVDs, whatever your fantasies desire. Today I'm featuring music from bands that are playing at South by Southwest. I'm highlighting a few of the showcases that are happening. And Boy Toy, who you just heard, they're actually on their way down there right now. And tonight they're playing in Atlanta, Georgia. Tomorrow night, the 16th, they'll be in New Orleans. They'll be playing Hotel Vegas in Austin on the 17th and 18th. And they will also be playing the She Shreds Hardly Art Showcase on the 19th, which a bunch of other bands that are on tonight's episode are also playing. So let's get into some more music. I've got the song Too Late by Guantanamo Baywatch, who is also playing at the She Shreds Hardly Art Showcase, and I'll talk some more about that after this track. Brooklyn's Guantanamo Bay Watch signed on to Suicide Squeeze Records for the release of their new album, Darling, It's Too Late. That was the lead single off of that album featuring Curtis Harding on backing vocals. They'll be playing at the She Shreds showcase with Hardly Art, Panache Booking, and Earth Quaker Devices on March 19th at Fabi's mom's house. You can find links to the Facebook event on our website at homoground.com/episode153. Coming up is the song One Shot by Bell's Roar, made up of Sean Desiree from Bronx, New York. Bell's Roar has also been featured on past episodes of Homoground, so if you want to find more tracks, head over to episode 127 at homoground.com/127. Bell's Roar will be playing at the House of Shakur South by Southwest party on the 19th, the She Shreds magazine / Tom Tom magazine showcase on the 20th, Y'all or Nothing Queer as Shit showcase on the 20th also, and Gay by Gay Gay on the 22nd, and then heading to Houston for the South by Southwest Overflow Fest on the 23rd, and then hitting up some dates in Maryland and New York. So head over to our website, check the episode notes to find all those tour dates. And if you aren't familiar with She Shreds, it's a magazine featuring female guitarists, and Tom Tom magazine is a magazine featuring female drummers. So it's really awesome that She Shreds has a huge presence this year at South by Southwest, and Tom Tom magazine is down there as well. So if you are attending South by Southwest or in the Austin area, you definitely want to check out and support these amazing magazines and these amazing showcases. But right now, let's get into this track by Bell's Roar. Bell's Roar is also working on remixing their first album that will be released in May 2015, so be on the lookout for that. Coming up is the song One Shot. If you want to catch more of Bell's Roar, don't miss the All or Nothing Queer as Shit South by Southwest Showcase happening March 19th and the 20th at Rain on 4th. You can find more info on our website, homoground.com/episode153. Also playing that showcase is Bottoms, who played our CMJ showcase this past fall in 2014. You can hear a song from Bottoms on episode 137 at homoground.com/137. Also, Unicorn Domination will be playing at that showcase as well. Unicorn Domination is from Portland, Oregon, composed of three members, Chelsea Unicorn, Lucia Luna, and Click Attack. They're currently working on new material following the release of their remix album. And yeah, they're on the road. You can check out their website for more tour dates. Coming up, I've got the song Dripping and Perfinuous. I think I've said that right. But they've got a new music video for that. So be sure to check that out also at homoground.tv. Thank you. If you aren't going to South by Southwest and you happen to be around the Durham, North Carolina area, head over to our open mic night on Thursday, March 19th. It's a free open mic. Sign up starts at 8. Performances go from 9 to midnight. All types of talent and people are welcome. There's been everything from people doing slam poetry to just singing karaoke. So, I mean, original music, of course, is encouraged. So bring your talent out. This will be Purdy Holsom's last time hosting before going to Europe. And then Layla Nur will be hosting while Purdy Holsom is out of the country. So be sure to send Purdy Holsom off with a big shebang, a big farewell. This open mic night has pretty much been Purdy Holsom's baby. She came to me probably like a year ago, maybe more than that, and was just like, yo, Lynn, I've got this idea for an open mic night in Durham, and, you know, I have some ideas of what that could look like, where we could have it. And she definitely took the initiative to contact the venue, write up the proposal, get everything organized, and host this event every month since then. I think since like last summer, maybe longer now. So yeah, definitely, if you can make it out, please go. If you haven't been before, this is a great opportunity to go check it out, see what it's like. And really, if you see Purdy Holsom around, definitely congratulate her. Tell her how awesome it is for things like this to exist in North Carolina. This is a space where people can go and be safe and be themselves and express themselves through their music and their art. So definitely check it out. You can find more info at our website, homoground.com. Coming up next, I've got music from Jay and the Nines, a hard-hitting costumed flute rock experience from Brooklyn, New York. Their new EP, The Terrible Twos, will be released this spring. They'll be playing at South by Southwest. On the 18th, they'll be at the local pub and patio. They'll be at the Heart of Texas Rock Fest on the 19th and 20th, the Music Gorilla Showcase on the 21st, and then hitting up some shows back in Brooklyn at the end of the month and throughout the rest of spring. So head over to homoground.com/episode153 and you can find links to all of those tour dates. But coming up, I've got the songs Ball and Chain, Revolution, and Standing on the Corner. We'll be right back.
fingers from my hair and then you're making me cry. We'll be right back.
people passing by, and you're looking kind of funny, but I'm feeling kind of shy. Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, you were the matter, and I'll see the truth. It's the truth, it's so flattered.
That was a cool flute. That was Jay and the Nines. You can find out more info about them on our website. Coming up is Popper Burns, Austin's premier queerdo art trash punk, aggressively spreading a message of love. They're made up of Patty Melt on vocals and legs, Pink Lemonade on guitar, Sigourney Fever on bass, and Dixie Licks on drums. They'll be playing at Gay by Gay Gay this year, taking place on Sunday, March 22nd, an all-day festival on the last day of South by Southwest, and all gay. And it's going to be at Weberville Baptist Church and the Sahara Lounge. I've never actually been to Gay by Gay Gay before, but we have, you know, spotlighted the show on our episode of Homo Ground for, I think, the past 4 years now, at least 3 years. We've definitely played a lot of music from bands that have played at previous years, so you can head over to homoground.com. I think we did a mixtape 1 year, and then we've done some podcast episodes just like this featuring more. So this year, there's music from M. Lamar, who I'll be playing at the end of this episode, Bells Roar, who you heard earlier, Popper Burns, who you're going to hear next, SSTR, who has been on the episode in the past and also has a video up on homoground.tv, Thelma and the Sleaze, who has been on the podcast countless times. They've definitely been pretty tight with Homoground, and they also have a few music videos on our website, and DJ Pre-Columbian. Yeah, there's so much for you to explore at homoground.com. I just can't even you know, list out all of the different bands we featured and how they connect in all of these different shows that are happening at South by Southwest this year and all the bands that are playing. So the best thing for you to do is just head over to homoground.com. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, homoground.com/iTunes. If you're traveling down to South by Southwest, this is the perfect time for you to catch up on all 153 episodes and let us know what you think. If you like a band that you've never heard of before, let us know. You can tweet at us at Twitter, and you can always leave a comment on our Facebook and on the episode notes of that episode. So coming up, I'm gonna play some music from Popper Burns. They have a single out right now called Albert Einstein, and they're working on the release of their self-titled album. Coming up are the songs Vitamin D, Albert Einstein, and Youth Prison.
Thank you. saw you just the other day. Cut off all your hair and lost the hearing in one of your ears.
Music by Popper Burns. Just a reminder, if you haven't gone over to podcastawards.com, please do so if you can. It would be nice if you could do it once a day, every day by the 24th, but if you could do it at least one time before then, that would be really helpful too. Homoground was nominated for the 10th annual Podcast Awards. This is the fourth year that we've been nominated, and we have yet to win the number one spot, which I think is pretty difficult because we've been nominated along with 9 other podcasts in the GLBT category. I mean, it's just awesome that we were even nominated to begin with. And to be in a group among some really great podcasts, you know, some of them I haven't even heard of, but some of them have definitely been on that list along with us for the past 4 years, probably more than that. I know some of them have been doing it for a really long time. They've got episode numbers that are higher than I can even count on my fingers. And one podcast in particular, This Show Is So Gay. I remember when I was starting Homoground 4 years ago, I reached out to a lot of podcasts and radio shows that were, you know, focused on gay topics, and This Show Is So Gay was around. And I reached out to the show host, Ken Schneck, and he's always been so helpful. And anytime I have any questions or want some advice, and he's always responded and has just been really helpful and supportive. It's a shame that you can only vote for one, but I just want to definitely make it known that, you know, even though we're in competition, I guess, for this award, you know, we do help each other. And another podcast that's on that list too is Feast of Fun. They've been around for a while. I don't even know how they do it. They put out so much content and are so professional in what they do. And, you know, know, I really hope that one day I can get to that level. And I've definitely been in touch with them also, asking for advice. They've been so helpful, always responsive. So I just want to give some shout outs to those shows, and I'm excited to check out the rest of them. So head over to podcastawards.com. If you want to tweet so your friends can vote too, the hashtag is PCA15, and you can vote once a day, every day, and we would really appreciate that. But yeah, so let's get on with the music tonight. Coming up, I've got music from the Ghost Wolves, who hail from Austin and are all canine fangs, wailing guitars, and smash 'em up drums. They'll be playing at the Spider House Ballroom for the She Shreds magazine kickoff party on the 17th. They'll be at the Aquarium on the 20th, the Lost Well also on the 20th, the Saxon Pub on the 21st, and a whole bunch of other dates. Just head over to homoground.com/episode153. You can get all those tour dates. After South by Southwest, they'll be hitting the road, going to the Midwest, and then coming back to the Northeast. So check that out. They'll be on the road until the end of April. Up next, I've got a song by them called Dangerous Moves.
Those days.
thanks for listening to another episode of Homo Ground, especially for our South by Southwest episode. Special thanks to AdamMail.com for sponsoring this episode. Again, you can get 25% off any single item and free shipping on your order in the USA using the code AMPOD. That's AMPOD. Head over to HomoGround.com/episode153. You can find links and more details about that. And of course, you can find us on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Head over to HomoGround.com. Look in the top right corner. All the links are there. There's also a donate button. Donate if you like what you hear. Keep us running. And yeah, feel free to get in touch. Whatever. I'm going to leave you with one more song by M. Lamar, who's playing at Gay by Gay Gay, with the song Trying To Leaves My Body. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm.